Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Kick Back and Relax, the Soulful Sunday edition. And I'm so glad to be back. I've been going through a lot of things, but I'm not going to get into that with you guys. But I'm so glad to be back. And I had to play that song. That's the first song, you know, just telling me and everyone else everything is going to be all right. You know, it doesn't matter what you're going through, a horrible job or a horrible relationship. If you're going through things with a friend or your kids or your parents, doesn't even matter, because what you're going to go through, you know, is to give you strength. You know, you're going to learn from it. So everything is going to be all right. You're going to get through the storm. Just, you know, keep praying. Prayer works. It does work. So I do have callers waiting right now. But, guys, this is my first day back, so I'm just going to be a little selfish, and it's just going to be me. But for anyone listening, you can definitely call in. I can't talk still, you can call in, and the call-in number is 347-324-5717, and the chat room is open, so if you guys don't want to call on the phone, you can definitely go online and pop into the chat room. You know, I love the company, so you guys can come on in. Chat room is open. Phone lines are open, but I'm not going to take any calls today. I'll probably take calls next weekend. So I will try to make my shows every Saturday, every Sunday. Saturdays will be more of neo soul. Well, you know what? No, I think I'm going to make Sundays kind of neo soul. And Saturday is just going to be smooth, laid back type of music. You know, just relax. It's the weekend. The weekend started. It's going to be nice and kind of kick back and relax type of music. And then we're going to get into the, you know, the soulful music on Saturday. So neo soul for Sunday. And so once again, that number is 347-324-5717. Now, I wanted to do a morning show, but I'm not really sure about that. I'm still kind of going back and forth with that, with the morning shows Monday through Friday. But I want to give you guys my Facebook. I am on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, my Instagram is public now. So I did make that public for everyone that would like to see it. I am on Instagram under Ms. Lina J. That's M-Z, like zebra, L-I-N-A-J-A-Y, Ms. Lina J. on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook. I'm under Lina J. You can also find me under author Lina J. And also for the show, Kick Back and Relax, you guys, if you have a Facebook, then you could just, you know, log into your Facebook and do a search for Kick Back and Relax. And, I want you guys to all go and like the page. It's, you know, kind of new. I just started it up, so there's really not many likes on there. So I'm trying to get this going. So you guys kind of log into Facebook and like the page. Go to Kick Back and Relax and like that. If you guys would like to add me as a friend, definitely. I love friends, so come and add me as a friend on Lina J. Also, like my author page, author Lina J. And also on Instagram under Ms. Lina J. I'm also on Twitter under Lina J as well, but I'm rarely on my Twitter account. I'll pop on there every once in a while, so I'm not really active on Instagram. I mean, on Twitter. You will be better off trying to locate me on Facebook and on Instagram and not Twitter. Now, for those that don't like Facebook, I know there's a lot of people that do not like Facebook. I will try to add a Kickback and Relax version or page that is going to be on my website. I do have a website for my company, which is Lady J Publications, so I will try to add like a page for the Kick Back and Relax show. So you guys that don't like Facebook or don't want to go on Facebook, you can go to the website and you can log on that way and kind of, you know, go through the motions or whatever. But you can always, you know, stay updated on everything else as far as Twitter and Instagram. Follow me. But I will let you guys know that normally what I do is I have all of this, you know, planned out, what I'm going to say, you know, so I'm not stumbling over my words, because I hate when I do that. But I was doing everything last minute, so I'm going to be random with what I'm going to talk about on the show today. So it's going to seem like I'm going to be all over the place. So please forgive me. So I did want to let you guys know about, you know, the publishing company that I do have, Lady J Publications. I have a book out called Paris and London. It's doing extremely well. And also there's a sequel, well, part two, because there's going to be a part three. A part two, which is Paris and London, Ronnie's story. So you guys can go on to, for the first book, you can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to Amazon.com. You can also go to LJPublications.com. That's L and then J and then Publications with an S, which is plural.com. So you can go there, or you can go to Barnes & Noble, or you can go to Amazon.com for the first book. The second book, you can find that on Amazon.com. You can also find it on the LJ Publications website as well. So I'm really excited about that, because I will be in New York. You guys, if you live in Harlem, New York, watch out for me. I will be there for the Harlem Book Fair. You guys come out, help support. I'm going to have all my girls there. My girls are going to look good. Everything is going to be popping. So I'm trying to keep my girls from flirting once they get there. But you know how girls are. So, you know, I have to tell them, hey, focus. We have to focus. We're here to sell books, okay? Not booty. Books, not booty. So, but there's nothing wrong with getting some phone numbers or whatnot. But definitely, if you live in the Harlem area or surrounding areas, definitely come out in July. I will announce the date the closer that we get to the book fair. So you guys come out, help support, you know, purchase a book, get an autograph, come take some pictures with me, give me a hug if you want to. I wish I could do a show live while I'm there. I will probably talk to my girls about that, see if they actually want to do that. So we'll look into that. I'll look into that and see what's going on. But there's going to be a lot of things going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break.
Up.
That was India Ari, Cocoa Butter. I do apologize, guys. If you hear like a bling, that is my laptop. I'm on my desktop and my laptop at the same time. So I'm trying to multitask. I'm on my Facebook right now. I am talking to one of my authors about her book. But what I wanted to talk about are these dumb challenges, since I did bring up Facebook. You guys, I'm getting really, really sick and tired of these challenges. I mean, first it was the, I think it's the gallon of milk challenge, drink a whole gallon of milk. And then it went to like the, was it the cinnamon challenge? And then it was the pepper, the red hot pepper challenge, eat a whole hot pepper. And then, of course, it was the stupid fire challenge, where people are putting flammable liquids on their body and setting themselves on fire. I don't know what idiot came up with that one, but there were a few idiots that wanted to try the stupid challenge. There were several different challenges on Facebook. And the newest challenge is the Kylie Jenner challenge. Are you kidding me right now? So everyone is trying to make their lips bigger. So I don't know if they're sticking their lips inside of a bottle or whatnot. I have no idea, but all of it's dumb. It really is. I mean, it's like a whole monkey see, monkey do type of thing, where everyone is copying everyone. You know, oh, well, they're doing this, let's do this too. Okay, well, why don't y'all dumb selves try the jump off the bridge challenge? How about that? I bet you guys won't do that. But obviously I'm being sarcastic here. No, if you want to try a real challenge, how about read a book challenge? You know, how about that? There was a video that I saw not too long ago, a couple of days ago. I hope this does not catch on. There was a guy, he had a bottle of scotch or something like that. It was a large bottle. It was straight liquor. So what he did is, of course, he took this liquor to the head and drank the whole bottle within a matter of seconds. So I'm hoping that doesn't catch on, because, hello, guys, that is alcohol poisoning, okay? Too much of a good thing or too much of anything is bad for you. So common sense will tell you this is liquor, okay? You're not supposed to drink a whole bottle within a couple of seconds unless you're trying to kill yourself. What are you trying to do? But, I mean, listen, just watching the whole video, I was like, well, what is he doing? Is he crazy? People, please stop with these challenges. Please. I mean, do something else with your time, you know, something useful, something helpful. Volunteer at a senior citizen's home, you know, volunteer in a hospital where there's sick children. Volunteer there. Do that. Spend your time doing these stupid challenges. Come on. But, I want to let everybody know once again that are listening on the phone lines, I thank you for joining me. My call-in number is 347-324-5717. The chat room is open. I've seen people pop in, pop out. So if you want to come in and join me in the chat room or on the phone lines, you are more than welcome to do so, because it's definitely open. Now, I have a very good friend of mine. She has a business that she's about to start. I believe it's called, She's Gonna Kill Me. It's Budget Bargain Pocket She's Gonna Kill Me. She's Gonna Kill Me, because I don't know the name of it. But, it's new. She's just starting. But she hasn't really advertised it yet. But I will give you guys information on that on the next show. She's going to come up with these cute little baskets. And for guys, this is definitely something that you want to look into, because she'll put everything into this basket, you know, that you may need, that you don't have time to go to the store, you know, like different things that you may need, you know, shaving cream, razors, you know, different things, lotions, stuff like that. So she's coming up with these baskets, and I think it's a wonderful idea. So I'm going to give you guys more information on that on the next show. That way I'll have more information. I'll let you know when she's going to officially launch the website and the business. So you guys definitely support my, I call her my sister, support my sister. I will get you guys that information on the next show. Also, her daughter, which the information I will get on that too on the next show, her daughter also has a business, which, you know, she does eyebrows, she does makeup, she does sew and weave, she does hair, she does a lot of things. That girl is wonderful. She will make you look awesome. Just, she'll make you look amazing. So I'm going to get the information for her business as well. So you guys, if you're in Atlanta, you need to listen to the show next weekend. So I'm going to give you that information on her because she's in Atlanta. So, you know, hit my girl up, you know, so she can hook you up. Also, what in the heck was I about to say? You guys, see, I always try to have everything planned out because I'm jumping from here to there to there to there. But I have about, let's see, about 8 minutes left in the show. So anyway, I wanted to talk about also about backstabbing. You know, we all experience, you know, backstabbing, you know, things that you come across that people, they really don't have a conscience. You know, they're going to do things, they're going to say things behind your back, do things behind your back, stuff that is malicious. And we've all been there. And I recently had to deal with some backstabbing, and, you know, I decided to be the bigger person. And I let it go. But I did let it kind of a little bit consume me. So I definitely got, you know, let that go completely. Gotta let that go. Speaking of businesses, also my wonderful daughter, she also have a clothing line for plus size women. So her clothing line is Vivacious Boutique. So if you are plus size and like creative cute clothes, she also custom makes clothing, so she can make, you know, things specifically how you want it. She is online at vivaciousboutique.cortel.com, so look her up. She's also on Facebook for those that have a Facebook. She's also on Instagram for those that have an Instagram. So that is Vivacious Boutique. I mean, I don't have the link, but I will post that. All of these links I'm going to post on the website, well, not the website, on the Facebook page, and we'll post that today for you guys to kind of, you know, just browse through and look at the businesses of these wonderful women. I am more than proud of these women. You know, they are doing their thing, and I'm so happy. I'm so proud of them. And I'm trying to figure out, you guys. Oh, yeah. Advice. Now, I try to give out advice when asked. If you try to give someone advice, they didn't ask for it, they're going to think that you're imposing, you know, overstepping your boundaries, things like that. So, once again, I told you guys I was going to be all over the place with this stuff because I'm not really, I didn't have everything written down, you know, everything that I wanted to say or focus on. I will try to have my co-host with me next week, and if he's not available. But like I said, once again, I will try to have the show on Saturdays and Sundays around this time, around 6:30. But I am about 6 minutes away from the end of the show, and I really appreciate everyone popping in, popping out. The chat room will always be open. And the phone lines definitely will also be open. I will take some calls next week. I will also take requests. If you guys would like to hear any songs, please let me know, and I will try to put those songs on the show for you. Also, I also love to help promote and support. So if you have a business, I can definitely help by, you know, kind of shouting you out on the show. So just, you know, post it either on my Twitter, my Instagram, or my Facebook, either my personal pages or the page for the Kick Back and Relax. Definitely send me a message on those, and I will try to get everything out. Make sure you include a link to where people can go and look at your business. So I want to end the show by saying I appreciate, once again, everyone popping in, popping out, and I will see you guys next weekend.
body to your holler. Stop as in life, big rock. A high on high. Ooh, how I love a black man on my mind. Lay your body down to give yourself strength as you walk through the field of confrontation. Rest your weary head and let me run my fingers through your dress. Never questions why.